Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. With me, Lindsay Perry. And today's question comes off Lindsay's Facebook page. You can submit your question there. Just search for Comrades Coach Lindsay Perry. And it comes from Patrick Conslip. Lindsay, quite a longish question, but let me read it. It says, "Hi, Coach. So I come to the realization that I've been too dependent on carbohydrates for the past few years to fuel my training runs. My weight remains steady at 72.5 kgs, yet high for my height, despite the fact that my weekly mileage has increased since August from 56 kilometers per week to 80 kilometers per week. He suspects that during the majority of his training runs, his body was consuming carbohydrates and not properly trained to utilize fat. Hence, he was basically wasting energy carrying dead weight, fat, which was slowing him down. His marathon PB was a 3:08:10 back in 2004, so 10 years ago, where he weighed 64 kgs, which was about 8 kgs lighter than he is now. The best he's been able to do since then was a 3:19 back in 2012. He's got a Comrades PB of 8:52 in 2012 as well. Looking back, he thinks he was eating a lot less carbohydrate and his body was trained to utilize fat. Recently, he's cut down on his carbohydrate intake to normal levels and stopped using energy gels during his training runs, although his weight is slowly decreasing. He's now down to 70.8. He's been able to do long runs at a much slower pace. Is this normal as he's training his body to rely more on fats to power his runs as opposed to carbohydrate? Is his theory sound?"
Look, there's some sense in what he's saying, but what people often fail to realize is that our body uses fat and carbohydrates. Okay, I'm not gonna complicate more than that, but it uses those two things interchangeably when producing energy. We tend to use more carbohydrates when we exercise at higher intensities, but we tend to still continue to burn the same amount of fat. So we get to a point where at a certain intensity we're burning a certain amount of fat, and when we go above that, we will continue to burn that amount of fat, but we need more carbohydrates. Okay. It is true that by consuming heaps and heaps of carbohydrates, you will promote the use of carbohydrates a little bit above fats. But for me, what it really boils down to is making sure that you are doing your training at the correct intensity. So he's already talking there about running slower. Okay. So by running slower, he's going to burn more fat. Okay. But he's also going to be at a lower risk for injury, and he's also going to be able to run for a longer period of time. So in a very simple equation, energy in is less than energy out, you should be losing weight. So for me, the problem has probably got less to do with the fact that he was taking too much carbohydrates during exercise, and probably more to do with the fact that there's too much processed carbohydrates or hidden sugars in his normal diet. Okay, and I've answered this a few times, particularly in response to questions on Tim Noakes' stuff, where Prof Noakes is 200% on the money, is if you actually take note of what you're putting into your body. Anything in a box, in a can, in a bottle, in a jar, your healthy, so-called healthy Woolworths meals, bread, if you look at these things, all of them have got a high sugar content. And sugar is empty calories. So for me, I would take a step back and I would look at how much sugar I'm having throughout the day, and worry a little bit less about the amount of sugar that I'm taking during my long runs. Having said that, we train on very few carbohydrates while we're exercising, and I'm not actually advocating that as good or bad. It's situational. I would never carry gels with me while I'm on a training run, purely because I don't want to have gels every day when I'm training, or every long run when I'm training, every race that I do through the year, it won't be long before there's not a gel in the country that I refuse to eat, because you'll just get sick of them. So I take gels often enough that I know that they're not going to upset my stomach come race day. And then what we do is we run petrol station to petrol station. And if you do that, sometimes you'll have water. Sometimes we'll share a Coke. But in that, in doing it like that without actually actively stopping yourself from eating sugar, you're also probably never going to completely run out of energy. But you're probably not going to overdo it on the day that you're training either.
Interesting indeed. Lindsay, thank you very much for that. And very, very interesting. Thanks for that question. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. For myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.